More than half a century ago, international relations between the United States and Russia warmed when a tall, soft-spoken young Texan pianist claimed first prize at the prestigious International Tchaikovsky Competition in Moscow. Not long after, the piano competition that bears his name, Van Cliburn, was founded, attracting outstanding talent from around the globe to compete for the coveted gold, silver, and bronze medals every 4 years. 25-year-old Rachel Cheung from Hong Kong is one of the six finalists.
I'm sure it will be life-changing because this is really the biggest competition in the world, and the engagements that would bring on winning it would be very, very helpful to my career, and there will be a lot of opportunities and exposures.
American Daniel Hsu says that being a finalist at the Van Cliburn competition is a bit surreal.
Even though it's a competition and, you know, there's a lot of stress and preparation, but the overall feeling is just incredible, and it's a lot of fun, and I'm having a blast.
Leonard Slatkin, conductor and chairman of the jury, says that the Cliburn competition, one of more than 200 piano competitions in the world, is an important one.
Clearly, the Cliburn is the premier competition in the United States. It attracts the highest level. The Cliburn ranks in a similar manner as, say, the Queen Elizabeth or the Tchaikovsky in terms of the international prestige it brings.
All of the competitors have played concerts, but for some, including Georgi Chiedza, a 29-year-old finalist from Russia, playing in a competition is different from an ordinary performance.
It's all about pressure. Pressure is so high that sometimes you forget to enjoy the music. And music making is all about enjoying it and to bring the joy and to pass it to the audience, you know.
On the other hand, Daniel Hsu says he doesn't approach a competition performance any differently from a concert.
I've heard people say that, you know, in competitions you should be more careful and you should try and play for the jury. I didn't particularly take that approach for this competition. I mean, in the end, it's just a couple of performances, right?
No matter what the outcome of the competition, qualifying for the Cliburn validates their dedication to a life in music, says South Korean pianist Ji-kwon Sun-woo.
I guess my passion and love for music is just, I guess, deep enough, and I can never get enough of it. So you have to spend a lot of hours and really such dedication to it.
Leonard Slatkin explains that the Van Cliburn is not the be-all and end-all to a career.
Because a competition shouldn't be the beginning and end of it. It should be just one possible step among many paths that the pianist can take. They wouldn't have gotten this far if they weren't good enough to be at the Cliburn.
The winner of the Van Cliburn competition earns a cash prize and 3 years of professional concert management. But no matter who takes home the gold, all of the competitors in the Van Cliburn International Piano Competition are winners, having had the opportunity to perform for audiences worldwide through global webcasts. For VOA News, I'm Gail Wine at the Van Cliburn Competition in Fort Worth, Texas.